Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast, number 933, our topic is Q&A, and the title is, Are You Trading Physical Comfort for Mental Stress? Now, this is something I actually talked with a trainer. I have actually half of my clients are trainers, and I enjoy talking with them about just lifestyle management and just accountability and personal development. Not only does it help their training and nutrition, not only does it help their business, but it also then helps all of their clients. So it's very rewarding for me because I feel more of a sense of having an impact in the world. So I love it. And I also love that it does help them and they get excited. And the trainers that I work with usually really enjoy personal development and educational type things. So it's just kind of fun. It's fun to talk about. The question that we have here came from somebody who is not a client of mine, but they're a trainer themselves. And I want to read through what they wrote, and then we'll kind of talk about it. So this person is a listener of the podcast, so thank you to sending in a question. Thank you to everyone who participates by sending in questions, sending in just encouraging emails. If you share the podcast on social media, if you tag the gym, I usually see that, so that's really cool. Just really sincerely, I appreciate the effort that people give to give back to me through the podcast. So thank you very, very much. And then anytime we share the podcast, we know that we're going to be helping new people. So that's always exciting as well. Okay. So she wrote, I'm a physically fit person. I work out pretty much every day. I eat healthy. I'm living what I believe to be a healthy lifestyle. But I find that I get derailed often. I put together a few good weeks, a few good months, but then I lose everything. My habits suffer, and I become demotivated. How can I be better disciplined, but without beating myself up all the time? I came from an unhealthy mental state in my past, and don't want to go back to that mindset for motivation. Can you help? So we actually kind of emailed back and forth a little bit more, and we found that the person was making small trade-offs between physical comfort, like they chose to do something. I'm going to give an example here in a second, but they chose to do something that in the moment felt good physically, but then it caused a kind of negative cascading consequences of mental stress. So they were giving themselves small physical comfort rewards as a manage like stress management, when it actually ended up causing them more stress in the long run. And this is actually something a lot of people do. As her and I were talking, we just kept talking about just different people in our lives or different scenarios, clients, and realizing that, man, this is really frequent that people do this. So an example is she found working out in the morning to be the best behavior for her. It's how she remained the most consistent. But she's not a morning person. So it worked out in the morning because before business got in the way, before her family got in the way, before life got in the way, she got to address her needs. But she likes sleep. And she always kind of battles between having to get up early and work out versus stay in bed and sleep. The day she stays in and sleeps, she then feels guilty throughout the entire rest of the day. That causes anxiety, causes low-level stress, causes negative self-talk. She often then finds that she doesn't eat what she should because she doesn't feel like she earned the food. And then that causes cravings later in the day because she underate during the day, or it actually causes cravings the very next day. She then kind of loses her mind, overeats, binges, and then feels super guilty about that, and then tries to undereat to recover from the binge. And good Lord, it just cascades and goes to crap. And that is something I think all of us can recognize and relate to, is we make a choice that in the moment felt good. We then kind of just feel crappy for that choice because it wasn't the best choice for us. It wasn't the best choice to reach our goals. We kind of feel like, man, why was I mentally weak? Why was I lazy? Why did I do that? And it kind of makes us beat ourselves up. We get into negative self-talk, and it usually just kind of causes things to be worse, and or we just have this overall kind of negative feeling about the process we're going through. So small physical comfort rewards can cause emotional stress. So if you sleep in, you miss your workout, you feel guilty, you have bad eating patterns, and it develops to negative self-talk. if we don't feel like prepping meals. We know meal prep is kind of annoying. I just don't want to do it tonight. But then the next day, the day is crap because we don't have any food ready. We try to make the best choice we can, but then we're uncertain if we made a good choice. And then we just say, screw it. And we have, you know, queso and guac and chips for lunch at work when we know we shouldn't have. We then feel guilty. We then lead into maybe trying to overexercise, like going for an extra walk, and then we don't eat anything after that because we feel like we're a fatso and we already ate all day. And then the next day we feel like crap, we're super hungry, and it just leads to, again, negative self-talk, negative spiral. People who are supposed to work out in the evenings. You know you're not going to feel like it. In the evening, you're tired. If you go home directly after work, you probably sit on the couch and you're done for the rest of the night. You miss your workout, and you say, but I'll work out tomorrow. Well, you feel guilty about that. And you're like, why do I always do this? Why do I always do this? And it develops, again, the negative self-talk. So often we make choices that give us momentary physical and or kind of mental release. Release from the stress of being disciplined. Release from having to always be on, always doing everything the right way, always being accountable. Can't we just relax? But that then actually causes ourselves to be more stressed, to have more anxiety, more worry, more negative self-talk. So the small release we did get actually gets negatively compounded by us beating ourselves up afterwards. So we actually come out of it more beat up, more worse off than what we would have been if we just stayed disciplined and did what we were supposed to do. We often say, I know what's good for me, but I just don't do it. How can we correct that? How can we fight against that? How can we work to become more consistent in doing the right things? Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about that. So one of the main things we want to do is to make a followable, I don't think that's a word, make a followable routine. Find a routine of disciplines that is actually possible to follow. One of the reasons why people fall off and kind of develop negative self-talk is because they set this perfect world scenario for themselves to live up to every day. Every day I'm going to get up at exactly 5 a.m. I'm going to have, you know, my breakfast in me at exactly 5:20. I'm going to be in the gym at exactly 5:30. I'm going to do my workout. I'm going to do this thing, then that thing, then this thing, then that thing. I'm going to have crush it. Then all of a sudden at 7 o'clock, I'm going to be out the door. I'm going to be, you know, eating my meal at 7:30. And we go through the whole day thinking about every damn minute we're going to have everything perfect. Well, as we all know, that goes to shit pretty quick. So you might have a good day. You might have two or three good days. But life eventually gets in the way. Just people. The more people you have in your life, that causes more chaos in your schedule. So if you're single, you're actually probably the best you're ever going to be in regards to controlling your own life. The more people you add to your life, the more just other people you have to deal with. So it's not a bad thing, but it does complicate things. So we have this perfect scenario in our mind, and very rarely do we have predetermined best alternatives. So one of the ebooks I'm working on developing is called Flexible Habits, and it's around the idea of saying, okay, these are things that I need to do every day to be my best, but what are kind of good, better, and best ways to do that? What are some variables that I have on how well I do that per day based on what my schedule is like? And then what are some alternatives that I can do if I can't do that? So if you're supposed to work out that day and you typically would have your best scenario is an hour workout, and you're like, well, crap, I don't have time for an hour workout. Sometimes if we only have 20 minutes, we'll say, what's the point? I might as well not even work out if I can't do an hour. Well, that's a stupid choice. 20 minutes of working out is obviously better than zero. But if we expected it to be an hour, you know, perfect or nothing, then we do nothing. That's very stupid. So we want to allow ourselves some variables, some kind of different levels of success. So if I say my best case scenario is an hour workout, my second best option, my good enough option is 20 minute workout. my, in case of, you know, it being the worst day ever, 5 minutes of anything. I'll set a timer for 5 minutes and I'll do, you know, bodyweight squats, lunges, crunches, you know, planks, whatever. I'll just move around for 5 minutes and that's good enough. So there's the good enough option, then the kind of good option that we'd want, and then maybe like the best case option. But we need to have those predetermined in our mind. So that way we don't feel like we're falling behind. We just pick all or nothing. We say it's an hour or I do nothing. That's stupid. Even if you only did 5 minutes a day, at the end of the week, that adds up to something better than doing nothing per day, right? So we have to allow ourselves some variability and choices. Then, what's an option if you don't work out? You say, well, crap, I'm traveling, or I have this thing, or I'm at a family holiday, blah, 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 blah. I can't work out. I can't even do 5 minutes. Maybe I hurt my elbow. Maybe I hurt my knee. Maybe I'm just freaking tired and destroyed and I only got 1 hour of sleep last night. What's an alternative? Maybe my alternative can be watching a nutrition video or a training video on YouTube. Some kind of educational video. Something that gives me an idea. Maybe I'll even just watch a motivational video. Maybe it's a motivational speech. So one of my favorite speeches is How Bad Do You Want It? I think that's the title of it. It's by the hip-hop preacher, I believe is his name, Eric Thomas. But I think it's How Bad Do You Want It? And it's about wanting something as bad as you want to breathe. And man, that if you listen to that and you're not fired up to do something, you have something wrong in your head. So, but that's something I'll listen to that fires up and motivates me. Another one is a speech by Mark Bell called F Your Elbow. And you can figure out what F stands for. And that's where, like, if I have something kind of nagging me or bugging me, I'll listen to that one and be like, yeah, screw this. You know, I don't give a crap about that thing hurting me. I'm going to work around it. I don't beat the crap out of it and make it worse. But if my elbow hurts, doesn't mean I can't do leg extensions. Doesn't mean I can't do leg curls. Doesn't mean I can't at least go for a walk. I can at least eat my food that I'm supposed to eat that day. So finding motivation on a day when you can't lift weights is still a very useful thing. So do you have variability to your routine? Yes, we want a perfect scenario. We want to plan for perfect days. That would be awesome if we have them. We want to know what to do when we have the best days possible. But we also need to know what to do when it's not a good day. When it's a mediocre day. When it's a shit day. We want to have variability to what we do. So that allows us to always have a sense of moving forward. That is a big, big factor in avoiding negative self-talk. Often when negative self-talk is in place, it's because we didn't do anything. So at least if we do something, we can find some silver lining. We can find some positivity. So do something, do anything, just do. And learning flexible habits helps in that way. The other thing we want to look at is often why we choose to avoid discipline is because we want some release of stress, some release of demands being on us. Well, that means that we need to better manage our stress. If you're trying to find stress relief by not doing the good things, that means that we are way overdue for self-care. And we need to better manage our stress so we don't trade off good things. So think about what releases stress for you. What restores you? Do you restore by connecting with other people? Are you a psychotic extrovert? Or are you like me, an introvert, and you restore yourself by avoiding people altogether? You just want to like hide away and just get the hell away from everyone and everything, and then that restores you. So I've joked with my wife Meredith that I love being with her. It like as an introvert my entire life I've tried to avoid people to get restored. And what has been really cool is knowing her and being with her. She's a very similar personality type. So we can actually be in the same room and be together, and it still feels very restoring. I actually would prefer to be with her, kind of hanging out, doing quote-unquote nothing. It just feels good. So do you need to connect with people in an extroverted way? Do you need to connect with your most inner circle of people? And maybe that's an introvert's external extroverted way of communicating. Or do you need actual, truly just alone time? If you need connection with people, and that restores you, do it. Try to find restoration before you find restoration by avoiding good choices. I'm just so stressed, I don't feel like working out. Don't get to that point. Get rid of stress before that decision. So if you restore by connecting with people, text somebody. Call them. Do you know your cell phone actually calls people? So I don't use it for that. I just use it to text people and search Instagram. But our phone actually does call people. So you can call someone. You can send an email to somebody. You can go on social media and, you know, comment on a couple friends, you know, posts or profiles or something. Or maybe you can post something funny or interactive. Like they make, Instagram has like these question things. You can post something and say, you know, should I pick a white car or a black car? Should I put my hair this way or that way or whatever the hell? I don't know what people do. So it's just posting in a way that gets you connected with people, gets you comments. If that's what you do to connect, do it. Make that a normal routine. Plan for restoration. If you do better by restoring, by avoiding people, then do that. Give yourself 5 to 10 minutes of quiet time. Maybe listen to a podcast, like when you're doing mediocre, like menial things or whatever, you know, like doing dishes, folding laundry, whatever you might do. Listen to a podcast. Listen to something that makes you laugh. Maybe you can listen to a comedian. Maybe you can listen to an audiobook. Maybe you even set time aside to read. Maybe you can read in the morning or read at night. But if we better manage our stress, we don't then try to find stress relief by choices of non-action. Meaning, I'm not going to try to relieve stress by avoiding what I should do because I just don't want to do anything. We need to stay away from that state by better managing our stress proactively. Managing our stress before it gets to the point where we want to avoid all discipline. So we have some podcasts in the past that I'm going to direct you to because they have more content than what I can explain all in this podcast. But they're very good. They have to do with self-care. So podcast number 908. So that's not too many ago. Podcast number 908. We talk about addressing self-care guilt. So if I'm telling you to do better self-care so you can better manage your stress, and then you feel stressed about taking time for yourself, podcast number 908 talks about how to address that. So how do you address feeling guilty about taking care of yourself? That sounds crazy that people feel guilty about taking care of themselves, but it's very common. It's okay to have needs. It's okay to value your needs. And it's okay to value your needs more than others. Ooh, that is okay. You do need and you deserve to take care of yourself. So listen to podcast number 908 and learn how to address guilt around self-care. Then, podcast is number 688 talks about using exercise as self-care. So when we say you need to manage your stress so you don't skip workouts, learning how to use workouts as a way to manage stress sounds like a pretty damn good idea, right? So podcast number 688 talks about that. If you have trouble trying to find these direct links to these podcasts, just email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'll send them to you. And then way back when in podcast number 420, which is titled The Fast Food of Self-Care, we talk about ways of self-care that people take time, effort, and energy to do, but they don't really give us good restoration. So maybe you are doing self-care, but you're just not doing a really good type of it. You're not getting the most from your energy and efforts devoted towards it. So podcast number 420 talks about what are those kind of fast, easy ways that we try to find self-care, but they don't actually work. So what's going to help us make better choices? What's going to help us stop trading physical comforts, which then lead to increased mental stress? What's going to help us is, number one, create a better routine. a routine that allows for variability, a routine that can be done on the best of days and on the worst of days. And number two, being more proactive towards managing our stress. Manage your stress before you have to quote-unquote catch up by avoiding good habits. Manage your stress before skipping the workout feels necessary. Manage your stress before meal prepping, like skipping meal prepping, feels necessary. Manage your stress before doing nothing feels like a good choice. Now, if I'm telling you to create a better routine, if I'm telling you to manage your stress, you're going to say, that's just more damn work. I'm trying to avoid work. Why the hell are you telling me to do more work? Well, this is life. Welcome to life. You have to put effort in to get results out. You can either invest the energy to manage your stress, or you can live in the consequences of not managing it. Living in the consequences of not managing our stress causes stress. It takes energy then to deal with the poor choices we make. Instead, use that energy to better manage your lifestyle, manage your stress, manage your routine. Use the energy to invest into yourself rather than using the energy needed to catch back up. You're already making a choice. You're already probably doing some efforts towards better management and some efforts towards catching up after poor management. Just be aware of the trades that you're making. Start making better choices and start putting more of your energy towards being proactive. Save yourself the stress ahead of time, rather than catching up from it. Okay? So, I want you to look into creating a better routine, trying to create flexible habits, create a routine that you can do on your best of days, a routine you can do on okay days, and a routine you can still do on the worst of days. Find a way to move forward somehow, some way, every day. Then listen to podcast number 908, 688, and 420, and learn how to better manage your stress so you then eventually don't have to do non-action choices, skipping workouts, skipping meals, as ways to catch up on stress. Okay. Well, if there's anything you need to make these things happen, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. I promise I'll find a way to help you. I'll get you information that you need. Okay? So best of luck to you. If you need anything, please reach out. If you like today's podcast, please click like. If you think it's helpful, please share it. If you like the information we present in our podcast, find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. This podcast is meant to be for you, what you need it to be. If there's anything you need, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.